Hej då. Pasvayera, we learn Pasvayera about the murder of Maaseh Chasadim, Avram, and Chazal continue with another Maaseh Chasad, L'Choira, that's not so emphasized. But we have to learn a Meridika lesson from it. A Meridika Musa Haskell. For us to know and to understand. The Pasuk says, they came to Yerushalayim. The Malachim, after going to Avram, and Lloyd is Yoshe B'Sharistoim. Lloyd is sitting in Sharistoim. Vayar Lloyd, Vayokom, the cross on Vayishtachu Apayim Orza. And Lloyd sees them, and he gets up the cross on Vayishtachu Apayim Orza, and he bows to them. Mamish bows. Vayoymer, Hino no Adonai, Sur no El Beis Avdechem. He says to them, these Adonim, please turn towards my house. V'linu v'rachatzu ragleichem, v'shkamtem alachnu v'dai v'yoyim r'loi ki baruchoyiv nolin. And these malachim, who were orachim in the town of Stoim, say, we're not going to come in, we'll stay in the rechoyiv. And he is very, very strong on them, urging them very strongly. Vayasurei love to come towards him. Vayavoyal abeisoi, vayasle mishte, umatzois ofo vayochelu. He gave mishte, umatzois ofo vayochelu. And everybody knows the story afterwards. Teremishkovu, the Anshi Ha'ir, surround his house. Minav Yadzokein, Kolomi Kotze. And they call to Lo, send out these men from your house. We want to Minyana Diyoima with them. So, they want to have a parade. V'yeti Aleihem, Lloyd, and Lloyd comes to them and says, no. Hinei Loshno Benoisai. Lloyd's ready to give up his daughters. Take my daughters instead, just not the Orachim. The Maisa, the Ramban already speaks out that there was a Gvaldig Shvach. The Torah here is starting to mention a Gvaldig Shvach of Lloyd's Achnos's Orachim. We know that in Ostoim, this was a very, very dangerous thing. The Anshe Ostoim, the Soivel Abayis, Rashi brings the Medrash, Mikseh Ho'ir, Vakseh, Shein Echon, Moicha B'Yodom, Sha'atzviluch, Shadik Echod, Ein Beineyem. There's no Tzadik amongst them. This Aveiro was Margis, all of them. They got them very upset. The Medrash says, a Maisa also in this town, at one time a girl gave some stocker, some, she fed an ani, and Rachmanel Itzlan, Yishem Yerachim right there, what happened to her? They destroyed her just for doing a posh Amar Maisa Chesed. Mamish, Ma'anshi, Stoim, Roim, V'chatoim, Hashem, Oit. And here, Loit, the Mesiras Nevesh Atzuma. No soibel ala bayis minar v'atzokein, Loit, get him out of here. Mamish, there's a hafkon outside Loit's house. Mamish, they're ready to break down the doors. Even after we see a murder gezach, Even after Vayetzi Elod HaPeschah, he spoke to them. They said, no, get out of here, Lord. Just give us these men. We want to do what we want to do. The kids, they brought Lord in and they blinded these people, Rav Yisrael. You think that stopped them? They're still looking for the Pesach. They got tired, even if they were blinded. That's how much ra it was. And that's how much a sakon it was to do achnas orachim such a town. Mamish, sakone atzuma v'noira. And lo, it's there, b'mesiras nevesh atzuma. Unbelievable. Mesiras nevesh. What's the pshat in this goddess of road? And the kash is even greater. They made him a shoifet. And the shoifet is for the chukim of the chukim of the land. And this land, the minig was not, was out of Noach Nasas Orachim. As Rashi brings down later on, his wife was a stoimus also, as we see later on. Amalotni my melech l'orachim alolu. Why did she become an atziv melech? Why did she turn into a pillar of salt? Noit after, surely, do me a favor, just put a little bit of salt in that dish. You want to try to bring these minhagim here? We don't know these minhagim are giving salt to the guests. We give them swords, not salt. Ra'al, we feed them. Poison. We don't feed them salt in this town. So it was the dying of the city. They made him a dying. That day they made him a dying. He has to judge for the chukim of Stoim. In Stoim, they were crazy minhagim. And Lloyd, with all this, is out there bringing them into his house, feeding them, taking care of them. What's pshat, Rabbi Yisai? What's pshat in Lloyd? How, with all that, he's going to be moisin nefesh on a moir the gematzav, they're ready to kill him, stone him, even though that day they made him a choshiva die in the city. But the mam is ready to hang him up by his head, by his throat for this Hachnas Orchana is doing. What's Pshat and Lloyd? How does Lloyd go about doing this Maisa? And the Teretz, in the Sefer Zichron Meir, says, a very big Pshat, Rabbi Yisai, a very big lesson we're going to learn for us here in Yeshiva. Ah, what a lesson it teaches us. So after a Pshat, Rashi brings down Vayar Vayorots Vayar Lloyd Vayorots the cross up. Lloyd sees these men and Vayorots the cross him, he runs towards them. What's Pshat? Says Rashi Pshat Vayar Vayorots the cross him. So Rashi Vayar Lloyd we base Avram Lomad Lechazer ala Orchim. In base Avram he learned. L'chazer ala orchim. That was the reason why Lloyd sees them. And his natural instinct is to go after the orchim. To go bring them in. To feed them. The Messiah is never Shatsuma. They're ready to stone him and kill him. and Lot sitting there as a Yoshev, Oysa Yoim Yoshev, we made him a dying, sitting there as a dying, the Shoifet, the head of the Bagatz in Stein. And there, you know, he's ready to permit the gay parade to go on. Everybody's out there, they're protesting on Lot, you know, get the gay parade going. We're all ready. We'll make a march. And Lot, what's he thinking right away? He goes to do a Maaseh Chesed, which is the antithesis of the whole Metzias of Stoim. What's Pshat? So the Gemara did get Pshat. The Gemara is locked in Shabbos. The Chof Aleph on the base. Maybe the Gemara, but he said, it's a small Gemara with no one, it's only been so much on the Gemara, I mean, the Indian, the more in the Sugya of Hanukkah. The Gemara talks about halacha if the ner goes out on Hanukkah kofs the zokaklo kofs vein zokaklo yuchui if to light it again or not. The Gemara says, so the Gemara came out. Om Rab Yirmi, my time with the Rav, because a kofs vein zokaklo v'osel ishtamish la'oira. The halacha is that the wicks and oils that the Chacham said you're not allowed to light on Shabbos. You're allowed to light the Mechanical Bein Bechob and B'Shabbos. What's Rav Smara? Kosova Kofsein Sein Zokaglo V'Os L'Shtamish L'Oira. It goes out, we don't care, you don't have to light it again, so you can use it. And also, you're not allowed to be M'Shtamish L'Oira, so we're not worried on Shabbos. Amru Rabbonin Kamei D'Abaye. So Rabbonin came and told Abaye this word, M'Shmeid Rav Yirmiya V'Loi Kibla. He wasn't Mekabalit. Ki Osir Abin, Amru Rabbonin Kamei D'Abaye M'Shmeid Rav Yoichanon. Later on, they told Rav Bishmeid Rav Yerichanon, Mekibla is Mekabal the word. Omar, so Abaye said, Izakai, Gemirte Lishmais Meikara. So Abaye said, if I was Zoicha, I would have heard it, I would have been Goyris it, I would have been Koyin the word the first time I heard it. Not now, the second time I heard it, I believed it, I finally trusted it, it was true, whatever, I was Koyin it. First time, I didn't, was Mashiach so much to it. So Gemara asks, what's the nafka mina? Well, the whole thing, the first time I would have heard it, I really should have been mekabel it. I shouldn't have waited till now. What's the nafka mina? Well, Gomra, at the end of the day, it was Gomra. Zokti Gemara, nafka mina, legirsa, the yankisa. The nafka mina is legirsa, the yankusa. For the learning that's done at the early stage of life. Miskayim Yoisa, says Rashi in Shabbos Chof Aleph. Miskayim Yoisa. Michel Zekezik, no. To learn that person does in the younger yorin, in the early years, is Miskayim Yoisa. Michel Zekezik, no. It's Miskayim much more than later on in life. So to Zichron Meyev Pshat, that's Pshat over here in Avro, in Lot. Lot! With everything! With all the tumah! With all the terrible midos that he was surrounded by in Stoim, with all the chukim that said he shouldn't do this maisa, but his natural instinct told him, this is a maisa chesed, mi beis v'shal rom lamad zagrashi, his girsa the yankisa, his learn what he learned in his early youth, that impressed upon him the understanding that he has to run out, and naturally run out, and brought the mimbis hakodes nefoshes mamish. Shalom Yom Kippur. Does up there? What a miracle to come to Haskell for us in these years, in the early years of our lives. Of either the earlier we go back, the better. But the teenage years, the early 20s, the miracle that got slaughtered that a person could have for his whole life. Is what he's koivei on these years. Is how he works on himself. And how he's kind of different midos. How he works on his koyach atzloch in Talmud Torah. These are the years. The Chazal zogt in Birkei Avos. Haloi me nar. Doime to a luach. A person learns a nar like a luach. It's very hard to miskayim. A person learns in his early youthful years and uses them out correctly. It's based on Hashem. These things stay with him forever. But if he doesn't use out these years, and he starts later on to start getting into it, it's okay. I've had every word of Torah is meridik. But ein adoyim as a tabaye, gives to the Yankisa. Rabbi Yoel Lopian was 70 years old. And he said 35 years before, many years before, in his early years, he learned Gan Shas, except for Masechtos Zvachim Menachos. He said those Masechtos, the rest of Shas, Baruch Hashem, he had a klar. Zvachim Menachos, he starts learning later years, he said, he barely could remember from the week before. It was so hard to be kind to the Masechtos. But everything that he learned before was mamish, nichtav aluach libay. Ah, what a stupidity! Bochum, the Shiva once said, the Obashem Adam Gadol, it's chaval that youth was giving to such young people. Youth is for a tatzlocha, accomplishment, to be kosher to Aluach Liboy. But you have to be mature enough to realize that these are the years that I have to use out to my fullest. Especially in prison in Yeshiva. To waste time, not to come to Storim. And not to chazer, not to go into it, not to have everything klar. You're not going to regret it, so maybe if for the first year, but later on in life, what a different story it'll be. If you're kind of mesechtes now, when you get older, and it's hard to remember, the things will be nichtav aluach liboy. This is the chesaron of Yisai. And this is what you have to realize, we're still young, we're still youthful, we still have our energy. We still have the excitement of learning. Things go in much clearer, much kavah, much more stronger when they're done with excitement, with energy, with youthfulness. And the male they remain for much longer in life. That's why it's so important, Rabbi, that the years of learning into any yeshiva, wherever yeshiva you are, should be totally secluded. Should be totally involved. In Torah Hashem, Tumimah, Mishivas Nofesh. There shouldn't be thoughts of this thing and that thing. Not these years. Not these years when you're in yeshiva. I once put a Taisvis. The Gemara says in Ksuvas Yitzayin. Look, the Gemara in Ksuvas Yitzayin. The Vatlan Talmud Torah, the Taisvis Ameis. The mitzvah din is mevalen talmud Torah leitzaras hameis. It's also megillat avkimel. So passes the Gemara. We mevalen Torah leitzaras hameis. For a tois v'sekasha to behilchus derech eretz amar Rabbi Akiva. In hilchus derech eretz we find the meridik of maimim Rabbi Akiva. Tchilas tashmishe lifnei chachamim. My beginning of my shimush by talmud chachamim. Habachas yishim ha'al baderech. At that time I was learning in yeshiva, Meshamish, Talmidei Chachamim, and I was going on the way. Umotzasi meis mitzvah. Says Rabbi Akiva, I found a meis mitzvah. I found a dead corpse, no one around. A meridik mitzvah. Look at the Gemara, Megillah, Davgil, meis mitzvah, doicha, everything, Megillah, everything, meis mitzvah, doicha. So Rabbi Akiva was walking on the way, boom, he finds meis mitzvah. Vinipalti by Dalin Mir. Sometimes I walk through the dorm and also, it's a different time of Meis Mitzvah. Vinipalti by Dalin Mir. Achei Vesel of Esach Forus. So he was being Meshapeach. I was Matriach myself. 4 Milim. A long way, Rabbi says, 72 minutes. The kids, I went a long way and I brought him to Kfura. And Akiva thinks, what a schar. The Kfarativ, and I buried him. What a mitzvah, Meis mitzvah, no one. What a bizoyan, Meis mitzvah, doich everything. Look at Shabbosi, Vitzesi, Tvorah, Lefnei, Rabbi Loz, Vyeh, Yeshua. I came to my Rabbein. I said, Rabbi, what a mitzvah, Zoicha. Where were you? Where were you today? Meis mitzvah. Oh, wow, I never heard of that excuse yet. You go up, I had a Meis mitzvah today. I couldn't come in today. My toenail hurt. I have allergies. One boch has allergies. His allergies prevent him from coming. He has ear allergies, it's called. His ear twingles. Every time he looks in the Gemara, it starts to twingle. He has ear allergy. He has allergies. And this is, you don't hear it, but Rabbi Akiva says that, come on, Rabbi Kiva. We heard that one before. Meis mitzvah. Kiva comes from Shabbeach. They believe him, Avada. Meis mitzvah, great excuse, a great teretz. The reason he didn't come to yeshiva, I was busy with a meis mitzvah. What does Rabbeim tell him? Amruloi, alkopsia, upsia, ki'ilu shafach de damnoki. On every step, it's like you were shofeach damnoki. You spilled innocent blood on every step that you took. Kiva's there, he can't imagine to tell his Rabbeim, he can't wait to tell his Rabbeim. What a gewaltig thing he did. And comes along his Rabbeim and tell him, you're a reitzeach. You spilled innocent blood in every step. What's going on here? You spilled innocent blood. So Tois is obviously asking the question. Here it says, what do you mean spilled innocent blood? What's the innocent blood that he spilled? So in Poshup Pshat you learn that Pshat is L'choira. I don't know the Pshat of what's the innocent blood, but the Poshup Pshat means it's his own innocent blood. He wasted his blood. He should have been learning Torah. But the choir, that's the kash of Tosfos. We learn over here, Mevala, Talmud Torah, Leitzah, Zameis. And here it's even better, it's Meis Mitzvah. So Tosfos is asking, what's going on? The Tosfos gives one teretz, it wasn't hospital Torah, it's a different svara. There is also Meis Koine Mekoimai. So it could be the Pshat, you spilled his innocent blood, Ilu, because he's Koine Mekoimai, and therefore you should have buried him on the spot, why'd you carry him so far? Aber sagt Rav Yehuda Mikurbil, and on the Teretz, to hasa mishum de bitel atzmoi mishimush tamidei chacham komar, the gadol shimusha yoysa milimudo, his mevatel, his learning by his Rabbi Oysav. His shimush tamidei chacham, where he's learning in yeshiva. Learns from the Gavir, the Ursa Meach, Amir, the Gechidish. That even though we know that a person's learning Torah has mevatel, Torah to do mitzvahs. Any mitzvah that you have to do, if it's a mitzvah that's Ef Shalasu Zaydei Achim, you have to go and mevatel it. Learns the Or Sameach and the Chos Talmud Torah from here, Meredi Gechidish in Rabbi Yudim Mikurbil. But if you're doing Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, if you're learning and getting Shimush and how to learn and steiging in Torah, then nothing, there's no din of mevatel Talmud Torah. There's no halacha mevatel Talmud Torah. For the rest of mitzvah, main mitzvah afilo, Talmud Torah is adif. This type of learning, when a person learns Shimush Talmid Chacham, Sof Dar Sameach, even the rest of mitzvah, they are the greatest mitzvah in the world. It's not mispatel. Torah is not mispatel for it. Teretz is when a person in those years of Shimush Talmid Chacham was gaining, growing and gaining his derech hachaim and how to learn and accomplishing his surah of becoming a yotzei lo'ira. There's a tzorach for Gans Klal Yisrael. There's a tzorach shor for Gans Klal Yisrael. There's a tzorach that eventually he's going to go out and teach. There's no mitzvah in the world that's mevatel for him. That's the gattas of a person who goes to Shimush Talmid Chacham. And the choyra, Rabbi Yisai. I think I once heard an Or Zerua that's mashma that way also. But if the choyra, when a person goes to yeshiva in these days, be'etzim what he's doing is Shimush Talmid Chachamim. He's learning how to learn. He's learning b'yedias in Torah. He's getting his knowledge. He's on his derech of creating, building himself into who he should be. That's the years of Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. L'choyr, I'm not paskal loch l'maisa. But it's not so pashut mevatel Torah for any mitzvah. Any mitzvah. Simchas chasa v'kala. Whoa, we gotta go out. 6 chasanas tonight. Grandma Tilly's great, all her cousins are coming tonight for the big chasana. I don't even know who Grandma Tilly is, but someone says she's a chashuva lady. And her great aunicle is getting married tonight. Mustama, he's also chashuv. Daf mesameach zayin. Daf mesameach zayin, the chasin is. And this thing, and that thing. But boy, say, the metzias is. Now, the Yisroi was saying, it's not just stam, hospital Torah. The gears of the Yankisa. The establishing of your greatness in Torah. It's all in these years. That's more than you put in now. The Eva Tola. The not the receifus of learning. Straight learning. Haim in one yoim. Haim in the hemshach of this man without having hefsekim. Every 2 weeks this hefsek and that hefsek. Those things are going to lead to the building of a great individual. All the gdolim. All the people who came great. Any person who came great in Torah is from receifus. Continuously learning in these years. Not wasting the time. Building himself. to the person who can become. It started these years. We mentioned Avad Yosef when he was in Yeshiva's Paras Yosef. 60 times he learned himself to Gittin in the winter's man. 60 times. Avadi has a great memory also, but he learned that he chazed. That's how he became who he is today. The early years of one's life, you look at all the Gdolim, that Avadi didn't even start earlier, 9 and 10, but Avadi these years from 17 to 20, or from 18 to 22, 23, until he gets married, these years are so chashiv, every yom, every shah, every minute. Because you're not just learning now. You're building your character. You're creating who you're going to be. Your dias, hachayim, miskayim, yoises, akrashi. It's foolish to waste time on things that are stupidities. It's foolish to take away from his man to go do different things, different projects and things like that when he can. Everybody sometimes needs a break. Things need these years. You'll have enough time when you're a Rebbe, you'll fly into chasanis. But now you're learning Torah. Now is the time to push and plug and stag and grow. Day after day, midweek after week, I have this week a break. Okay, another break in this month. Midwinter vacation, chizik trip, non-chizik trip, whatever it does to us. And this and that. Until he's over the side of his mind, his mind's broken up so many times. Oh, yeah, I forgot what we learned at the beginning of his mind. In the middle of his mind, even last week, I'm still starting to forget what we learned. It's so difficult. I wanted to know Gittin. I came to him, I want such gold. Knowing Gittin. Okay, my is getting close to Purim. So maybe we'll start with Megillah now. We'll start with maybe learning Rosh Hashanah. Next year, I think I'll do Baba Kama. I'll get Baba Kama klar. We'll leave Baba Kama. Name Gittin has to be klar. Whatever Masechta he's learning, it has to be in the gears of the Yankas, and these are years to drain into the Mamish, getting into the Seichel, one after the next, go over each staff and have it clear. If not, Chas v'shalom. If not, the person loosed out on the whole Tafka that he came to Yeshiva Rabbi Yisrael. We said over Toys is in Ksuba Samach Gimel. Toys it says, Kol Hoylach Li Yeshiva Nasa Odom Godol. Because the person, when he goes to Yeshiva, his Mamish secluded there. That was the Metzias where a person went to Yeshiva. He went there, and he was secluded there, and he learned, and he learned, and he learned. You see stories of Rav Shach, unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai. To how it lamaisau, when he went to Yeshiva in those times, it was nothing. How did Rav Shach celebrate his bar mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai? He had a band, a six-piece band, with a cowbell also. Somebody played the cowbell over there, because they had a lot of cows. It was out there in Slobodka. They played the cowbells, and the cows were mooing. Had Rav Shach celebrated his bar mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai. There was no bar mitzvah. On the day of his bar mitzvah, it was Yud Tes Teves. Soon as bar mitzvah, there was nothing going. The Maisa, he didn't even have a chance to go home to see his parents then, for even his own bar mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai. Not for his 13th cousin's bar mitzvah. Rabbi, I must go back. 13! The Gematria to see my cousin's bar mitzvah. I've never been there. You know, this cousin's murdered like a cousin. 13. He's my 13th cousin. His 13th birthday. 13. The Kavachoyim and the Gzereshava. Meredik. He can't go back and have money for it. Where did he get his tefillin? It was sent by his parents. They sent him the mail. With a note, a lozem honor. On this day and day, your bar mitzvah is coming out. You didn't even know when it's going. You should know your bar mitzvah is coming on this day. You should be in Eil Chayid, Kol Tuv. End of the letter. That's what he got from his parents. But bar mitzvah they sent. He said over here he didn't even get an aliyah. He was very shy. He never got an aliyah on his bar mitzvah either. He didn't want to tell anybody. That was the whole bar mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai. What? Except there was one thing that he allowed himself to do. The chovet bar mitzvah. His shoes were getting a little tight, Rabbi Yisai. He's been wearing them since he's 7. So he went to the tailor and they cut a little bit on the side, some of the leather off, and he extended the shoe a little bit and made it a little bit larger. And his foot that was growing out already. And they had holy shoes over there. Namish Kedusha, the shoes were so holy. So Maizu, those shoes, the day he went to the tailor and he got the tailor to extend it, the tailor to fix it. That was his whole bar mitzvah. That was the celebration of the bar mitzvah. No candies were thrown.
no salvation. That was the mitzvah in those times for Bar Mitzvah, Bar Yisai. And he sat and he learned. He would go back to visit his parents, come out, nobody didn't have money for so much, but that was also part of it, but he never went back. And he sat and learned day and night. There was nothing else in the world but learning. Nothing else. He sat in Oitzer's farms, he said he had one shirt. Every Shabbos he would go to the pond, take off that shirt, I don't know what he was standing in, and he would go and wash it, turn it around, pull it inside out, and put it back on when it was cold and wet, so it shouldn't be out so long, and go back to the learning. Back to the learning. Nothing but learning. And it was late in the years of his youth, height in the teenage years, nothing but learning, day in, day out. So much so that he used to have achsanis that they used to give him, they used to say he never used to show up. He sat in the Oitzer Svarim. He sat with the Reb Kiva Eges. He sat with the Shas and the Rishonim. And he learned, 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 and he learned. No hefsek. Ratzuf, ratzuf, ratzuf. We might not be holding by that voice now. But you'll see, if the person is Misvagel, to learn with Sifus a whole week straight, we'll make a celebration of Barisai. He makes the whole week straight, all the Starim, a whole week straight. And to learn each Seder, Arasoy, Furitzifus, and Chazes, you see, a boy say, you'll be a different person. You'll start to remember things. Furitzifus is the most important thing. To learn continuously. And not to make Hafsekim, not to go out every 3 minutes, not to make Mafsik and other things. To learn Furitzifus these years, 3-4 years, a boy say, that's the Asoy. We're not talking about a person gets turned on very stark. But these years, to build the character. You don't realize it works. Hein l'toiv, hein l'mutov. The opposite way is true also. Loi to the pella. Loi to the pella to the mensch. We're not ones that have to speak against, but we see what Chazal tell us. On one hand, dechnos orchim is his nefesh. On the other hand, he's in stoim. What's he doing there? What's he involved in stoim? Rashoim gemurim. Mishkan Zochas, what's he doing in the gay parade? Lord, standing with the banner, what's he doing there? He's a power from Avraham Avinu. The Teretz is, there was something in his youth that he also, Nebuch, learned. And he wasn't conquered those taivis, those yetzahars when he was younger. And he also became a Svagos. He had the gifts of the Yankas in that also. In Mitzrayim, he went down Mitzrayim, Rashi's Mash before that, he was a kosher. But in Mitzrayim, he learned different things. He learned about Znus, terrible Maisim of Znus over there. He learned about Chemdes HaMomen, and these characteristics which he didn't work on to Oiker in the base of Shal Avram, they also became his gears to the Yankasa. And they also were engraved, Aluach Levi. And then later on in his life, he lived with these two Ritzoinas pushing and fighting, and never able to conquer. Light was a kosher at one time. But he never conquered. He never worked on uprooting the Midos Rosh Hashanah. That's what we also have to realize. That in the yeshiva is the mokom in these years to work not only on our Lim and our Torah, but on our Midos, that we become Emes. Emes are true by Derech Eretz, by Midos Toivos. If we struggle in these years, then it's a Kinyan Nafshi. But if not, Chas V'Sholoim, those same Ritzoinos, those same stupidities that we didn't work on, you're going to have the same taivas. The same yetzaharas are going to continue weiter. I know people in their 40s and 50s, they're still playing space station games. They're still doing shtusim. Same looking. Why? In the younger years, they didn't overcome that. It became a gears. The younger said, Lehepoch. Light! Enoch Anami was Chesed Shal Avram. He had the gears of the Yankasa. But he also had the Znus from Mitzrayim that became his gears of the Yankasa. And therefore, he went to live in Stoim. And therefore, he wasn't able to conquer himself. And Basayim Shal Dover, Rachmona Litzlan, the Ramban says, Mitoch Gnusoy, he gives his daughters Hefker. He came to a Maisa Znus with his daughters. If a person is not careful to uproot the Ra, the Shumei Ravi Asay Toiv together. Oy Vavoy, the Gizli Yankas that comes back, Rabbi, and he remains with those stupid Taivis. Not only that, as the Ramban says in Pashas Nitzavim, they continue to grow and get worse and worse. So it's not only the learning, Rabbi, it's all encompassing. A person has a job. You got to be focused in these years. These years of yeshiva and poesai have to be so focused. They have to have game plans. They have to have shifas. But you have to know where you're holding, what things you have to work on. I was speaking to a bacha last night, Rabbi Isai. A bacha that did pretty well over here. Rahman al-Islan. He's still suffering from the same kfira and the same problems that he once was suffered from. Because he never uprooted those things that he did when he was in yeshiva. He never fully established itself in these areas. And that all the things that he lived with all his life, he never uprooted them. Lameda the killing off of Vaita. And now Rahman al-Islan. It's the start that worse and worse. If a person doesn't create and build himself now, what's going to be in the future? It's not going to get easier. There's going to be more nishinas, more tirdas, difficulties, responsibilities, hardships. It's not going to get easier. The only way is to use the time out to the fullest in these years. To conquer in a certain bechina those taivas and those chesronos that we have, and the asay toiv to work and to steig in toira at ein soif up to a person's koiches with shayich. That's what we have to realize. The gears of the yankers of Rabbeinu are so important. Halavai had a rebbe who was screaming the shmuz when I was younger. Not that I wasted my time, Baruch Hashem, I used it out. But even maybe I could have used that a little more. The gears of the Yankisa. To use out every year. To know the Mesechtes. The Halacha. It sticks in. The mind is fresh. The mind is easy. To Mekabel. When you get older, you have your Yeshitas. It's hard to Mekabel. It's hard to shape. And true form. Your true Derech HaChayim. The place that to realize what's going on, you're shaping your whole Derech HaChayim in these years when you're in yeshiva. It's not poshut. Avram, after the Akedah, in this week's parasha, Avram comes back for the Akedah. Chazal, the Pasuk says that Avram came back without Yitzchok. Pasuk at the end of the parasha, he comes out with Yitzchok. The Medrash asks, where's Yitzchok? What happened to Yitzchok? He sent him back to yeshiva. He sent the yeshiva Shem Be'eva. Fight in yeshiva. So the Medrash, Avram realized everything that he got. The choy, what the Medrash means, the koychos, to withstand these nishoinas that came from learning Torah in yeshiva, from being formed and shaped. Avram sat for yeshiva. Yitzchok sat for yeshiva. Avram realized, where did he get the strength? How do you have the koyach to withstand such an nisoyon in kachnas binchos yichidchos yohavto? To withstand the assurance for the future, where did it come from? Zokti Medrash, mikoyach ha-yeshiva, for the yeshiva. This is what you have to realize, Rabbi Yisai. This has to become so amiti atzleinu. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? What did we come to yeshiva for? Well, we'll take a survey. What do you think? Well, I came. My mattress at home was getting a little, you know, was getting a little soggy. Wasn't go good. I heard that there's better mattresses over there. And what do you come for? Well, you know, these years, you can't go to college yet. You're not mature enough. And you can't go to work. We got to pass time. Pass the time. Pass me some of that time. We got to pass the time. Pass it over to me, Rabbi Yisai. Pass me that time. I'll borrow it. We gotta pass the time. What do you mean? There's 4 years now. We can't get married. No, we can't go to work. We don't go to work now. Okay, we're not gonna go to college yet. You know, we'll pass the time. We'll pass it over. Day in, another day, another day. Precious gold, jewels, every single day. He's passing, and he's passing, and he's passing, and he's passing the time away. Slowly, slowly, foolishly, stupidly, passing time away. And what could he be doing now, Rabbi Yisai? Not just learning, not just accomplishing, building his whole character for the future, creating who he's going to be, what type of gadol he's going to be, what type of katan he's going to be, what type of hashkof he's going to be, what type of family he's going to raise. Everything, Rabbi Yisai, is now. if a person doesn't uproot the terrible character traits that he has now, the Midos Royce, what's going to be when he gets married, Rabbi Yisrael? When he's going to say, he's not going to start working on then, divorce, or if not divorce, Rahman al-Islam, problems, issues, bayot, he can't stand his wife can't stand him, they can't stand each other, all three together, Alamaisa, the only one everybody likes is the cat. Everybody likes the cat, Baruch Hashem. That everybody's happy with, the cat. They're all happy with Fluffy. That everybody's happy. And that brings simcha to the home when Fluffy enters. It calms the nerves of everybody in the house. But they can't stand each other. Why? He's selfish. She has this baya. He wants this and she wants that. Where did he learn to be selfish? He was in yeshiva 4 years. Go down to the dining room, you'll see where he learned to be selfish. 3 pieces of schnitzel. There's a guy walking around an avreich, walking around like an ani hamavakish ala pesach with his plate. Please, may I have a piece of schnitzel? I don't think it's enough. He's cutting into his 4th piece of schnitzel. There's not enough yet. We'll have to see. Shmuel, pass me another schnitzel from under the table over there, and the bag they have over there. Give me another schnitzel. Where does he learn? Yeshiva. Where does he learn to be selfish? He walks into his room late at night, 2 a.m. He just finished his late night Seder, a boy say, in poker. His late night Seder. You know, the cards have to be in a Seder. So it's his late night Seder. He sets the cards up in a Seder, a nice Seder. And the Maitre, he comes in, and he puts on the light, the main light. And his roommate says, what are you, crazy? What do you mean? I have to find my pajamas. What do you blame me? I just had to find just a few minutes just to find my pajamas. And Rahman al-Islam, that's how it goes on in life. He comes back and he's after he's married. And Vaita, problems. Vaita in the chinuch of his kids. Vaita in his whole in his job. He can't keep his job because he didn't learn to get up in the morning. Oh, it's so difficult, Rabbi. I can't get up. Help me. I'm 20 years old. I can't get myself out of the bed. Call Hatzala. I'm 20 years old. I can't get it out. Come on, I'm stuck. You're crazy. They glued me in last night. 6 months. I'm still in his bed. We're going to bring the bed up with him to Beis Medrash. I can't get out of the bed. You know, I went down for my 9 o'clock nap. Next thing I knew, it was 3 days later. Tuesday afternoon. Next thing I knew, they were asking what I'm doing for Shabbos. Shabbos, it's Sunday. I didn't realize I slept so long. Oy vey. Next thing I knew, he learns to be lazy. He continues weiter. Loit is being pushed out this morning. He says, get out of here. They're going to burn down the city. He's taking his time. A new dollar here, a new dollar there. So to a certain atzla, because of his chemdes moment, he continued vaita. The Venus don't change, it doesn't pump, you're a different person. I'm married. Hare at mikudeshesli, betabat zu, kitat Moshe v'Yisrael. Ah, we're now married. I'm a different being. You go into that, under the chuppah, zip, zap. You walk out, you're a different person. You just went under the chuppah. Nay. In the cheder yichud, they're already having fights. They didn't wait till they got home. In the Cheder Yichud, there's already a machloikis. Because the midos don't change, Rabbi Yisrael. If you don't work on them, if you don't work on your character now, if you don't want to build yourself, if you don't work on your midos of atzlus, I'm talking to myself also, and you meet whatever midos of raw that we have, we don't work on these years, it's much, much more difficult later. Hashem gives such a matana. A yeshiva, a mokum beis chinuch atzotzum. We have rabbeim, and you have sforim, and you have vadim, and you have shmuzim, and you have Torah, al sha'oil al kulam, which purges out all the tumis. When a person learns Torah lishma, zok demar mishnan v'yek vav, machshirin oisali oisadik, Torah lishma l'shem Torah, purges out, it's like a blowtorch of Chaim Elojin. And just like a blowtorch cashes out the dish from Tzchefes, the Torah goes inside of a man and it cashes him out if he throws himself into Torah. This is the opportunity that we have, Rabbi Yisrael. not just to learn a daf gemara, Avada, that's an opportunity, a worldly opportunity. But we have the opportunity these years to shape our future. That's the chaval, Rabbi Yisai. It's not so much chaval. It's chaval he didn't learn the Masechta, that's also. It's chaval he didn't learn the Musa Seder, he didn't learn to take advantage of the halachas Torah. That's also chaval. But it's chaval that he didn't shape its future, how it could have been shaped. That's the chaval of Yisai. That's the chaval. We have that opportunity of Yisai. We're here now. Let's use it out to its fullest. Let's create that gears of the Yankasa. Learning and finishing themselves and then knowing them and learning the halacha and knowing it and learning whatever we learn, Mishnayos, have a little Mishnayos in and know it. All these things will mamish stand us good in the future. A bacha told me also last night, he said that was probably part of the reason why he said he came to yeshiva in a year and a half and he didn't learn how to learn. He didn't learn how to make a good leinus. I'm not saying he didn't use out his time. This person Takot used, learned pretty well. I'm not saying there was, he had plenty of times which he wasted. But he's tied it. I didn't learn how to learn. Now I'm crippled for life. And I said, so he was tied it. You see, even good guys. Well, that's not true. The guys who really work hard, the guys who really, really put in all the time, they mamish know how to make a leinus afterwards. You think it's not shayach, the language is this, that. I'll never know how to make a leinus. It's not true. If you put in all the hours and you work hard, you'll eventually graduate, Rabbi Yisai. You'll be able to one day put the art scroll on the shelf and say, hi, put on your graduation hat. I've graduated from the art scroll. I Baruch Hashem at graduation. You walk down, we'll have all everybody coming down with their gown and cap and holding their art scroll. I have now officially graduated from the art scroll. I moved on to Chavrusa now. You can graduate from the art scroll, boys. It can be done. It might seem impossible, but it can be graduated. A guy in the Mir Yeshiva told me, and one of the Mir Chabir that comes by house, he told me, Mefurish, Rebbe, it's been 2 years since I've seen an art scroll. 2 years since I've seen an art scroll. There's nothing against art scroll, Chaz Shomer, boys. But a person feels he's a cripple. Above told me, but he's now out there in college today. He says, I'm crippled. I'll never know how to make a leinus. And I told him, you would have stayed a few more years. You would have worked harder. You could do it. Because we saw by guys here who are worse than that. Who mamish couldn't read. Which side you hold the Gemara, Rebbe? Wataku kaba basha. Chinese. Japanese. What is this? Every word. Every Rashi, every word. And today they make a leinus like, just as good as anybody on both sides. It's Mishad is that they use at the fullest potential. Out to Mamish, the Kurzus, out of Soif! There was no wasting of time, there was no. And by Soif, they accomplished. That's the Yisoid of both sides. Gears to the Yankees. Abaya, the Helika Abaya. Mustang Abaya knew everything. Mazak Abaya, Nafkimina, the Gears to the Yankees. Abai's crying, what could have been if I would have had that early years, I would have learned that halacha. I would have been different today. It would be Miskayim Yosef. Take advantage of my side. A Friday, a Shabbos. When I was a bacha, what a Friday for me was such an avaldic day. Get dressed early in the morning and learn straight, chazara, or whatever I was doing, learning. What a day of Friday, you don't have the pressure of going to shir, another shir, that shir, this shir. Shir. You sit and you learn. You chazi your gemaras. And Shabbos by day, Friday night. It's a long night, Rabbi Yisai. You can go for the cholent at 11:30. You can still have a good 2 hour seder and have the cholent. But he goes here. He goes out to. I gotta go out to eat, Rebbe. You know the food's not so good. I don't remember. I there was tkufas. I don't remember going out to eat 6 months straight. Maybe a Shabbos here, Shabbos there. you can't eat in the shiva. It's edible. It's not edible. You can't. Shabbos make a bracha on it. I don't mean anything bad, but Shaila Brochel of Atola, taste. Daf Gay now, we have to go out Gay Avek. To go out to. And where does he go? He's out there Friday night. I'm going to a kolo, don't worry, Rebbe. I'm going to my kolo friend. You know him? He just blabbers on for 36 hours. It's the nights of it. I want to go home. I also want to get some sleep. He's still talking about. Which nuts you still think are better? I like the watermelon nuts today. We're a little crunchier.
And he's talking about a life. Oh, it's a beautiful life to live on Sirotsky in the States. We look out of the valley and we see rocks and there are nice trees there. So come on, Shmuley, come out. Look on Friday night and just look out in the stars. Avram did it last week's parish. Hashem told him, come out. And Svara Koychodim. 1, 2, 6 in the morning. He's up to 7,327 stars. Wow, what a beautiful night that just passed by. We'll go in for a little bit chillin' now. It's 2:30 in the morning. The Friday night chillin' takes special. And there he is. He goes from house to house. You can't take one chillin' Friday night. And all the young koilu wives, they want to show up their chillin'. And he's there. 12 o'clock, 10:30 at night. He's schmoozing away. Oh, finally, he's a little tired. His wife. To the koilu guy, you know, we got to get to sleep. It's enough to entertain this bacha for 3.5 hours. Maybe you want to get some rest. Finally drags himself out of there at 11:30 and comes to the base medrash. And the cholent is laying heavy on the stomach. The third, you know, that extra cholent after he ate a full meal with roast beef and stuffed chicken. And he had, you know, the kol guy said, we have to taste my wife's cholent. You have to taste the cholent. And his stomach, his mom is full, packed. This little kish gador, and a little chicken here. And the dessert also, the water, the what's it called? The moose pie is over there. And he sits down. I'll do a little bit of Parashat HaShavua. I'm a little tired. I'll go take a nap. Next thing he knows, it's 11:35. Shachris. We'll go to bells. We'll get the 12:30 Shachris. It finishes 2 o'clock and goes back to the Koyla guy. Get some more of that chillin'. Next thing he knows, it's 4:30. Seder, obviously we have to. Everybody has to be checked off at Seder. I'll make it back to the Seder right before Mincha. I'll make the last 10 minutes. The Baal Kori is letting Mincha. Yamod, Yoshin is Potter. He's out on the Chumash now. Next thing he knows, it's for Motzei Shabbos. Wide awake, Rabbi. What did I do? I'm wide awake. I slept from Friday after Mincha till 11 o'clock. What could I do? It was a short Shabbos day. He stays up the whole night. Gets into the whole roundabout way till Tuesday. His week doesn't start. And that was his yeshiva days, Rabbi Isai. That was his yeshiva days. He'll never forget the cholent, Rabbi Isai. He'll have to tell his kids, oh, what yeshiva days there were. You kids don't know what it means to be in a yeshiva. I will tell you about it. The potatoes. The barley. I was in yeshiva. I learned what barley means. Soft barley. I learned what that means to eat soft barley. And the meat with the fat on top. And how it sways around the pot. This is what I learned, you know. I'm a bucky. A bucky in cholent. It's a little bit funny, but it's a little bit sad, Rabbi Yisrael. Avram is Yosher be yeshiva, and he sent after the Akedah, Yitzchak, go back to yeshiva. Because that's for everything that we have. The koyach to be oymed in Zion, the koyach to shape our future, is all we get from these years in yeshiva, Rabbi Yisrael. The people who hear the shmuz, and take it that heart, and use that these years, will never ever regret it. But those who foolishly say, nah, it's a good schmooze, very nice. But you know how it is, that's not how everybody does it. The natural run-of-the-mill things, we don't do that. We go for the cholent, we go for the kishka. The Sevish Aldova, the place I hear the stories afterwards, why can't I make a landing today? He's not the only guy, a little guy I met in England. He told me, I never learned how to make a true landing, and now he's crying about it, myself. And it's not past any one of them. Don't regret it, Rabbi Yisrael. One day, that these years could have been used out to fullest, it could have been a baki. Who knows and why? Take one area, Rabbi Yisrael. Hilchas Nesias Kapayim. I don't care what it is. Be a baki awesome in that. But then one day you'll realize, you'll come back, look what I have in common. I have it in my hand. Whereas the guys who come and complain, I don't know how to learn today. I'm a cripple. Pass me the art scroll. Rabbi Yisrael, this is the choice that every bacha has. No bacha in the world doesn't have this choice. One person and one person only can make the decision. Not his Rebbe, not the Shmuz, not this. He deep down has to say, I want to become great. I want to have a myriad of future.
The future starts with the beginning. But a person pushes forward, he'll see unbelievable Siyat Dishmaya. The service of Dover, he'll sit back and say one day, wow, I know so much of Shas. I know so much Mishnah Berurah and Halacha. Because those times, I plugged away. I didn't waste time. There's a bacha here, we mentioned last time, Elul, he could have gone back for a chasana, for a bar mitzvah, of a brother, this. Came back to me afterwards, he told me, Rebbe, you were right for telling me not to go. Learning in Elul. And that's the time and time again, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm not saying each person has their own cheshbon when they have to go back and don't have to go back. The soil is in theory. What are we doing here, Rabbi Yisrael? The most positive thing in life should always be accompanying a person. What am I doing? What am I about to do? I have a job, I'm alive, I'm setting up a home. What am I doing? What are we doing here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Yisrael? We're here for one tachlis, to become great people, to establish our future, to grow to the highest degree that we can grow, to uproot the Ra, the Midos voice, in as much as we can, to work on our Midos, to become Shleimim. That's what we're here for, and that's it. And nothing should stop our focus on accomplishing those feats. We should be Zeuchah Be'ezah Hashem to work hard, continue in Shteig and Bertzifis G'doyil of Atzuma. Learn on Friday and Shabbos and the Chazik, the storm, she used to always speak Friday, Shabbos, that's when you become the Adam Gadol. Be'ezah Hashem, but you'll see, a year or two down, you'll see and you'll feel what a great feeling it is to have accomplished what you've done. Be'ezah Hashem, to have that gift of the Yahankisah, and become G'doyim V'atzumim, to Nachas Lo'ireinu, Nachas Lo'ireinu, Amen V'Amen.